you know, my husband crazy. Yeah. He was like, now look, you might hear us again, but you ain't gonna have no attitude.
Ooh. You might hear us again.
What's up? Hey, mom.
What's up?
Hey mom,
what's up?
Hey mom,
what's up? Welcome to Moms. Actually, I am Morgan.
I'm Blair.
And y'all,
I know.
Y'all, we have Auntie, the Auntie Tabitha Brown here.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, I am just crawling in my skin right now. I just literally cannot believe it, but I am so grateful that you are here.
Yes.
We are so grateful that you are
so
here.
So grateful.
And that you are joining us on the couch. We told y'all we had a treat for you guys. And
indeed.
Did we deliver or
we
what?
We delivered.
Yes.
You've been waiting for this.
Yes.
Didn't even know
you were waiting for it. But yes, we've been waiting for this.
Yeah.
But yes, we are so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for
Absolutely.
Just joining us. You guys know, if you don't know, we are about to get into some really, really good conversation. But before we start, we're going to give you a moment. This is your moment right now to subscribe.
Yes.
So we're just going to give you one little second.
Press the button.
All right. Okay.
Good job.
So thank you so much for joining us. Before we get started into the nitty gritty of the conversation, we'd like to play a little game.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Blair, can you take us in on the game?
So we're going to play a little game. You've seen it, unless you're new. It's giving motherhood.
Yes.
And so
okay.
That's why we have these fun little paddles. And so gold means yes, or it's the first answer,
mm-hmm.
or first option. And then white means no, or it's the second option, because we're going to do some yes or no and some either or.
Yes, no.
No.
Maybe so.
Okay. Yeah, all that. All
okay.
that.
We're good. Okay.
We're going to figure it out.
Okay.
So the first question, are you ready?
All right.
Okay,
yes,
so.
I'm ready.
Good.
Yes. Very good.
She's like, that was the first question, right? Is having it all unrealistic?
No.
I only say yes because it's like a technicality. Like, I guess it's like, what's the all? Like,
yeah.
All?
Right.
Well, I think that, well.
That's why
I'm
like, yeah, of course.
Right. Because all is what we determine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? So, to me, if we have life and we have, like, health then, mm-hmm. and all the things, like, whatever we perceive as all is all.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think if we don't look at somebody else's definition of all, we always have it all.
I yes. can agree if we're going from that definition.
That's why I say yeah. no, because I'm like, what's all to me?
Yeah.
And whatever is all to me is what I have.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's not unrealistic.
I'm like, if you say all or none, like in an
yes.
argument or something.
You're like black or white, no gray.
You're automatically wrong. Like,
yeah.
Because it just never is.
Yes.
But
okay.
I'll go with that.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Do you think today's moms face more challenges than previous generations?
Yes.
Hmm.
I say yes. Oh. We've talked about this before.
I'm like,
that's why I'm laughing.
I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle.
I am. I say yes because of social media, but then like
yeah.
no because we don't have to milk cows. Like, how far in the generations are
Ooh.
We going?
Yeah.
Like, you know, there was just a lot more that had to figure out without technology.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you can go harder from that. You were like, kind of lonelier too.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
it just depends on what we're saying is the generation, like
yeah.
the 1800s, the yeah. 1910s, the Ooh. 1980s. But I feel like social media makes it
yes.
much harder as well.
Yeah. I think more access
mm-hmm. yes.
Creates more challenges.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. I would say the same thing. That's why I'm kind of in the middle because mm-hmm. we have just so much exposure
mm-hmm.
where we're like, ah, I'm not doing that. And kind of what you were saying a couple episodes ago, everything is either right or wrong. Or
yep.
for a second, it's like, this is the best way. And then mm-hmm. it's like, oh, studies show that actually that's awful
mm-hmm.
way. So it's like between that and then, but the previous generations, they kept everything in.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. everything was, we got to be strong. We got to,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're talking more now.
Yeah,
so
right.
they didn't have an outlet for real to be able to say, no, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
yeah this is true.
Yeah.
yeah
so
I agree.
Both.
Have your kids ever walked in on you?
No.
Yes.
My mother-in-law's walked in on
me. She don't remember
me.
It. Though.
Ooh. That is yeah. very
that was
awkward.
Weird.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was pretty weird.
Ooh. She was only two.
Yeah.
And we stopped instantly and was like, we wrestling.
Did y'all for real? Did y'all like,
you were like, I don't like the wrestle. I don't like it. Yeah, we just playing, girl.
You know, we don't like it either.
We just playing.
Oh my goodness.
Then years later, when she was like 14 or 15, she heard us. Yeah, and she was upset about it.
So how had you already had like the talk?
Oh yeah, we had the talk. Yeah, many times.
Right.
You know, the talk is it's like conversation.
Yeah, in my house. That's good. I love that.
But you know, she was in high school, but then she had an attitude about it. So when her dad had took her to school that morning, he was like, because we didn't know she had heard us.
Yeah. Oh.
And so he took her to school that morning, and when he came home, or he called me, he was like, hey, I think Choice might have heard us last night. I said, why? He was like, she had a little attitude this morning. Like, nothing that he could say, like, she want to, you know, have no conversation. And so when we picked her up, she still had attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, now we got to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And so Chance, who is, you know, my husband, crazy.
Yeah.
He was like, now look, you might hear us again, but you ain't going to have no attitude.
Ooh, you might hear us again, but you're not about to.
Because, you know, we had a very small house at the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, we can understand your thoughts and your emotion behind it. But the reality is your parents love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also how you got here.
Yeah.
You also know what it is.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. But we respectfully always try to make sure you don't hear it.
Yeah. Yes.
And this is like the first time in your whole 14 years of life.
Like, yeah. She's done pretty good.
She don't remember when she was two.
Okay. Yes.
I didn't count.
And so we worked really hard on, you know, making sure she was comfortable after
that. I like that you said that we're like respectfully.
Yeah.
You still, like, even though we're adults, even though it's our house, all that, we still try to make sure you don't.
Absolutely.
Hear.
Because you also don't want your children to like have trauma because
I'm like, it's weird. It's weird, but you should be happy your parents getting it all.
They love each other.
I mean, even to this day, she's 22 now, she'd be like, if we hug,
I can't believe
like, oh my
22.
God, y'all are so disgusting.
She has some flashbacks.
Gosh. Yeah, she'd be like, I'm out of here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she grown.
Just the other day. That was the first time.
Four?
My son. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, y'all let more just...
Yeah.
And you a morning person.
It
seemed like it should happen every day.
Yeah. Because we don't typically do morning stuff, but it just was that day.
Oh, okay.
But he, you know, back out. He didn't know. He didn't know because it stopped.
Yeah.
And then my husband was like, all right, son, go back in your room. Which usually he'll even say that even when we're not doing anything because we try to keep a limit on or a time frame on when he can actually come in in the morning. So he just knew to close the door and go back.
Okay.
It was pretty chill, but I was like, wow, that was close. okay, me next. So do you think parenting gets easier as kids get older? I'm going to give a whole big old fat no.
I'm going to say no. I have younger kids, but I feel like everything's conceptual with younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's why all the advice I give, and I'm like, but my kid's 6 and 4, so, you know, we're going to see if it actually
sticks.
Turns. Yeah.
It's definitely a no.
Yeah.
So, clearly.
I don't think I realized how easy, you know, baby stage was, toddler stage, you know, even elementary school, all that. It was so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, trying to parent adults. Oof. And teenagers, baby, I'm lucky to be here. But it's also like now you're never not parenting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You have to adjust, you know, because when you have, you know, teenagers, which is a very tough stage because you don't want to treat your children like babies, but you also don't want to treat them like adults yet.
Right.
You know? So you got to find the medium.
Right.
And every child is different.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize that until they start getting their own personalities and as they continue to grow. It's definitely harder as they grow up.
Yes.
And then you worry for the rest of your life. You be like, I ain't going to worry about it. But as a parent, you always got something in the back of your head. Like, you know, my daughter, now she moved to Houston.
Yeah.
And I can't reach her like I used to be able to reach out and touch her. It's a lot different.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine when your kids are just in the wild every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they don't even come back home. Like, they just...
Yeah, every day.
Living.
Yeah.
Just holidays.
Oh, we did it too.
Call your mom after
that. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's just hard.
Yeah.
My daughter's 11, so I'm in that stage of, like,
it's coming.
Yeah. No, it's here.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh, it's here. Yeah. I'm like...
Is she sixth grade?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Like that
so she is literally in that first transition of, you know, figuring out like, oh, I have options.
Yeah.
People are trying to influence me, all the things. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like you said, you got to let them figure it out. Yeah, and they also have now their own thoughts, their own desires, all that stuff. But
it's a lot. And you got to remain open.
Right.
So that they can still trust you and come to you. Right.
Yep.
And so even when the parent inside of you want to be like, no, you need to do X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
You can't. Yeah. You gotta adjust. It's easy when they like one or two and you say
exactly.
No.
Yeah. And it's like, that's what I said.
Right. But not when they, you know, it, you know, really are independent and thinking on their own. You gotta give them that freedom.
Noble already says, like, you know, no one can, you can tell me what to do, but no one can make me do anything, right? Like, she's already at that stage.
And how old
is she? She's six. Oh. And I'm like, you're right. I can't make you do anything, but.
Yeah, that's because you talk to her that way, too.
I know, but it's...
it's like, it words.
I'm like, I don't need to get it, like,
right there.
You need to figure that out now.
Yes.
I need to do that a little later. Because sometimes I do need to... You need to feel like you have to.
You have to.
But got it.
Backfired on you.
Yeah,
it did.
Yep.
Okay, would you rather take a Eat, Pray, Love solo trip or a 10-day cruise with your family?
Oh, well, that ain't a yes or a no.
That's first option.
First option.
Eat, pray, love.
Oh, okay, got you.
Or 10-day cruise.
That's actually, I thought I knew the answer, but that's actually kind of hard.
I mean, I want to go with the family, and then after I'm going to need that solo.
She's like, both.
That's good. That's good. Because how long is the Eat, Pray, Love trip, would we say?
I mean, let's say, I mean, I feel like Julia Roberts was gone for about 4 months.
Ooh,
right. But let's say 10 days.
10 days. 10 days.
Yeah, let's do a 10 and 10.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Tab's answer because I need the family trip. Because I don't really like doing solo too much by myself, you know? Especially traveling. But I've never traveled by myself before.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I would like that.
But 10 day on a cruise, I've never been on a cruise because that feels weird.
The cruise was surprising. I thought I would hate it. It was not that bad.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Like, if you get on a nice one, like, it just looks, it's a floating, beautiful, like, it's a beautiful
like a
mall
floating
in the
Vegas.
Middle. Yeah, floating Vegas.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. The rooms can sometimes be a bit tight depending on, you know, where you get. But a cruise actually, and then they do the stop. I think...
The cruise?
And I'm going to bring Sophie going on a trip with us.
Because she's like, bring the nanny.
Like, the kids will be here, but...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I think I would do the cruise. Both. I feel like my house is my Eat, Pray, Love. Like, I get a lot of, like, I make those moments. So, yeah, I would do the family cruise.
Good.
I'm actually very surprised right now.
Yeah, I am. I'm shocked.
I'm shocked.
When does the mom sleep? Sleep when the baby sleeps or whenever it just happens?
The mom doesn't sleep.
Well, we definitely should sleep when the baby sleep. When you know, people say that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But reality is, baby, it just be happening.
Yeah,
right.
It just be happening.
Yeah.
So. Yes, it's hard because sometimes when the baby sleeps, it's like that's when I want to do something I want to do, even though I'm tired. And that doesn't stop after the newborn stage. Mm-hmm. That's still the kids. Like, I'm like, I am so tired, but I want to sit up and watch a show or, you know, catch up on.
I feel like the first 2 weeks, you can kind of adapt that.
Yes.
After that, it's like, oh, now I got to get some stuff
figure
in.
Figure it out.
Do some things.
Okay, first 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
First 2 weeks.
Well, toddler stage or teenagers?
Toddlers. We just went over that.
Yeah.
I missed that stage.
It's my
fun.
I love it.
They love you more.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not a baby person. Mm-hmm. I'm a toddler person. I love toddlers.
Yeah.
Even when they're having their tantrums, all the things.
Cute.
I'm like,
they're just cute.
It's the cutest thing.
Teenagers. Woo.
Bless them, Jesus. Yeah.
Y'all.
Bless them, Lord.
I remember being a teenager.
Because how old is your son
parents.
Now?
He's 11.
Okay, gotcha.
But you know, boys are different than girls.
Yeah,
he's still my baby.
I was going to say,
probably just
you did the whole girl thing, and now you're doing the boy. Okay.
Yeah.
That'll be me.
He said he never going to, you know, leave me nor forsake me.
That's
my son right there.
I've been practicing my son saying that, too.
I said, promise mommy you won't grow up. He said, well, I can't really promise you that, mom.
Oh, but I'm going to be here.
That's my buddy.
Oh, I love that.
Boys love their mamas.
They do.
Is it me?
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe that gender reveals are overrated? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no, just because I think if people want to do that, that's their business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they want to be excited about it and make it a thing. It wasn't a thing when I, but I'd be wishing I could have a little fun moment too.
Yeah.
But I think whatever people want to do, to excite themselves or have a celebration, baby, you do that, that's your business.
Yeah. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's cute. But like I said, if you know what sex you want to have, then like, just don't do it. Unless you already know and you're surprising everybody else. Because seeing those people upset at their gender, that's no fun. And then the next 20 weeks, or if they, people find out early, early now. Like, yeah, can you imagine a whole pregnancy being mad?
Sad. Upset. And then your child has to see that later.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Of you being mad that they're coming.
What happened was, you didn't want me?
Yeah. I waited till birth to find out because I really wanted a boy.
Yes.
And I had a girl. But I didn't have any time to feel any way, but the baby's here. Yeah. So I avoided 20 weeks of disappointment. So.
I wanted, if we did it one more time, that's what I wanted to do. Just wait and see what the surprise
was. Oh, yeah, because you got the girl, you got the boy. It's
But the shop is closed.
Shop is closed?
So we won't be doing that.
Yeah. So no people get surprised.
No, man. Nope. We clipped and snipped.
Yeah, okay. Okay. There we go. No surprises.
But God,
wait on the grandkids.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that was great. Thank you so much for playing It's Given Motherhood. Now let's just dive into the conversation.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, you are known for a plethora of things. A plethora of things. You have a long list, but is there anything that you don't normally get to talk about that you're like, you know what, I wish they would see this side of Tab more?
No, I'll be talking about everything.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. You're open book, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm open book.
Yeah.
So I'm open to whatever you want to talk about.
When's the first time you heard of Tabitha? What was your first, like, Tabitha experience?
Oh, man. I mean, it's been so many things. I would say probably all the cooking recipes. Mm-hmm. So I was like, ooh, you can make bacon like this?
That was my
first. Okay, yeah, like,
that was my first one. I was like, this lady just made carrots into bacon.
Yes.
And it looked good, but I'm not trying to.
Yes. Because I love
that
to cook.
That was my very first
one. So I'm always following people that, so I think I followed you for that. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, and she loves the Lord. And she got like some really good inspiration. And then you came out with all the snacks. Mm-hmm. And you just kept growing. And I love seeing people's journey. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you follow somebody, but you made me stick around.
Yeah, that's true.
I appreciate you sticking around.
Yes.
So how has it been? Because it hasn't been that long, really. It's like you worked very long and hard to become an overnight success, right?
Mm-hmm. 24 years instead of 24 hours.
Exactly. Wow. But people, you know, when you pop up, that's when they think you've appeared. Like, oh, she went viral once and it, you know, showed up or what have you. So how have the last few years, like, been compared to, you know, the work that got you to this version of Fruit?
It's been amazing, right? I started doing videos and content in 2017 and had my first viral moment December 30th of 2017. Mm-hmm. So 2018 is really when it took off.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't find me until 2020 on like TikTok when that came about. Mm-hmm. But my first, you know, moment was 2018 in January, and I got my first like Whole Foods campaign right from that video. And
that was the car sandwich.
Yep. The sandwich, the TGLA. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of took off from there.
Yeah.
And it was very different for me because I had never did like content and social media. That's a new world for me. You know, I'm a trained actress and had been working like in corporate America, 9 to 5, while pursuing my dreams out here in LA. Right. And so I was like, wait, I can make money on the internet? Jesus. I didn't know this. Right?
Yes.
So just learning that. And I kind of stepped away from acting for like those first 2 years because I was doing so much, you know, content and traveling and speaking to people. And it was, I didn't even realize I wasn't doing my acting stuff.
Wow.
Mm. You know, God had just like, he kind of put me in this safety zone.
Mm-hmm.
Where he was like, I'm going to develop something different inside of you for these next 2 years.
I love that.
And I allowed it. And I was like, okay, Lord, I'm open to whatever you want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been an amazing journey.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful. Yeah.
I love that. It sounds almost like you had to surrender a little bit.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think we hear a lot of times from moms, they're like, in that safety zone, but they don't know they're in the safety zone.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. What are the signs that you're like right there and you just need to surrender for God to do what he's supposed to do?
For me, the sign is when everything that you've tried is not working.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now I got to be obedient and let God open the doors and let him make the moves for me. And I continue to follow, you know, and walk in those steps. But if everything that you're trying, you just feel like I'm not in control anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the time when you know, oh, okay, I got to let him be in control.
Yeah.
And surrender, be obedient. That's kind of the sign for me. That's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. Mm-hmm. You work so hard towards becoming an actress in like this career path that didn't even exist. So it's like,
right.
Now I'm doing this. Like, how did you adjust like to the changes? So from your everyday life, mm-hmm. to now all of this attention, and it's like you're working to, if you were an actress, you would have got all the attention too. But like, how did it feel to like get out into the public spotlight, have everybody's opinions on you, like literally overnight have such a change to your lifestyle?
You know, it never really felt, and this is, you know, I've answered this before in a way, mm-hmm. it felt normal for me.
Yeah. I love that.
It felt very normal. And I've told the story before, for years pursuing acting, you know, it didn't matter if the role was paying me $50 mm-hmm. or if I was doing it for free. Mm-hmm. It could be a short film, a major, you know, a feature film, a commercial, a music video. It didn't matter what it was. I would come home and tell my husband, oh, this is it. I would be so excited. Like, oh my God, this is it, honey. We're going to go to the film festival. Like all these things I would be like just overexcited about. Mm-hmm. And when these things started to happen in this mm-hmm. new career path, I was making money. Things were really happy. People were knowing who I mm-hmm. was. And I was very calm about it. And my husband was like, hey, listen, you know, when for years you would come home and, mm-hmm. and nothing was really happening, but you were so excited and you believed that it was. He was like, and now that things are really happening, we really are, you know, you're really making money, mm-hmm. like, and success has come.
Yeah.
You're very calm. He was like, so what is it? That's kind of like, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, because, you know, before my spirit and my flesh was not in alignment.
Oh.
So while my flesh was like, oh, my God, my spirit was like, girl, no, you got to keep going. But now I'm all in alignment.
Yeah.
So I feel balanced.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful. So it's a different energy. I'm super excited all the time.
Yeah.
But it feels very much so like, oh, I'm at home.
It's like a Kairos moment.
Mm-hmm. It's just very, feels very normal. Like, oh, this is what God had intended for me.
I was going to say, so you're not surprised by where you're at now?
I wouldn't say surprised because I would always dream and see things.
Mm-hmm.
I never imagined it to be the way it is.
Okay.
I always knew something was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very like, oh, God, this is it. This is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, but
because you actually get to. It's funny. You do all this time to become an actress playing other people, other parts. And you get to be this being
just
yourself.
Be Taya.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
It's amazing.
But then you still get to use.
I was going to say, you still get
to do your acting. So it's like nothing is wasted. Mm-hmm. All the things that you still.
It all came back
It
around.
All Man. Comes back around. But it's because you were obedient.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. now, you have, in the midst of all this, you have children.
Mm-hmm.
So how has that been? Because I can only imagine as you continue to get bigger, as you continue to get more roles and things like that, your kids don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They still need you. They still, you know, they still need mom and you're America's mom right now, but they're like, but nah, you my mom.
Yeah.
So what's going on? You know, so how has that been just kind of balancing all that? And we have a fun because she doesn't believe in balance at all. And I'm like, there's rhythms.
Yeah,
so what's your take?
Well, for me, I am mama first, right? I'm family first.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I live my life.
Yep.
Everything else is just the bonus, right?
Okay.
My kids, it's so funny. Yesterday, we was at a fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people come up and I was with my daughter. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to take pictures and all the things. She's like, girl, I be forgetting you famous. Because at home, I'm just mama.
Yeah.
Right? So it's no like, oh, my God, this is my mom.
No,
it's like, no, this is mama.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so I just stay true to who I am. You know, when I go out, I'm still Tam.
Yeah.
But at home, it's just I'm mama. So my kids don't, they know, oh, my mom is, you know, is Tap the Brand. But that's just like my name.
Yeah.
Right? So my son, he, you know, he's younger. Which is so funny, we'll be out and he'd be like, oh, these your pants? Like, no, he'd be like, oh, okay. To him, at a very early age, when things really started happening in the last couple of years, if you were successful, because, you know, their generation watch YouTube.
Yeah. Yes.
And the YouTubers would have the Model X Tesla with the doors that go up.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he like measured success.
Yes.
And he was like, yeah, right. But I didn't have that.
Uh-huh. So oh, so like, you ain't really famous.
Man. You know, the doors, right? And so I was like, but what if mommy just don't want that one? He's like, yeah. I bet the YouTubers, that's what they do. Yeah. You know, when you got money, that's what you
do. You have to get a card to show your son.
No, I still ain't got that one. Okay. I'm like, no. He was like, but mom, but that's kind of like his way, like, oh, yeah. Mama, you ain't made it yet.
Yeah, you know? So he's still like,
yeah,
cute.
But it's still just mama.
Yeah. Like, I love that.
So, yeah.
Besides, like, having a son and a daughter, what's been the biggest difference in raising them? Because you raised your daughter during a different era of your life, and now you're raising your son during, you know, he's more present for this era of your life. So what's been the biggest difference?
The biggest difference is patience, right? I'm older, right? So I also suffered loss and hardship and all that with my daughter. Mm. And it also taught me to be more present.
Yeah.
Not to be in a rush for them to grow up, to hold on to each moment when you can, because you can look up tomorrow and it's gone, right? So being more patient, being more understanding. Also, I think the biggest lesson was that they are not the same, right? I'm also not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And giving grace more for myself.
Yeah.
Right. And extending that to the children. But also, we don't have the stresses that we had with my daughter. You know, we was broke for a long time.
She's like,
right. And, you know, we moved around a lot, you know, from apartments, you know, houses, renting, trying to find, you know, better schools and all the things. So she moved a lot.
Yeah.
Where my son has only, you know, had like two or three, but he's always had homes.
Yes.
Right. Yep. And so I used to kind of carry that like almost as a guilt for my daughter. And she was like, mommy, I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we were moving. I was like, oh, I got a new room.
Or, yeah.
You know, but I grew up in the same house my whole life.
Yeah.
Right. And so it was my own internal thing. But yeah, being able to give him things that we could not give her, you know, when it comes to like education and more opportunities, things like that. But even with being able to do that, she had so much more when it comes to, I guess, like not street knowledge, but, you know, like, oh, girl, we know you're going to be all right out of work. With him, we'd be like, oh, Lord.
Ooh, Jesus.
Is he going to be all right? You know.
Because he's like, so, kind
of. He's going to be able to take care of himself out there. Like, Choice would be like, knuck if you buck.
Yes.
Be like, I don't think we should really, you know, mommy, I don't know. You know, right? So I'm like, Lord Jesus, what have we done to the child, right?
You got to just throw him out somewhere.
Like, you going to survive out here, son. But yeah, I think that's the difference. But the core of who we are has always been the same.
Right. Yeah.
But as you know, as you grow and you age and things shift, of course we have to shift and change as well. Yeah. So, but yeah.
That makes sense.
Is there a way or a strategy that you have to staff your life?
To staff my life? What do you mean?
Like your village and how you get, because we can't do any of this alone.
Oh.
So how, what are the, because we hear it all the time. They're like, well, how do I, you always say sisterhood and village, but like, how do you do that? How do I meet these people? How do I even decide that this is the right people that, to have in my village? So do you have a village and how have you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We have a village here in LA because we moved in, we didn't know nobody.
Right.
So over the years, when I was in acting class, when we first moved out here, I was, you know, we got married young, my husband was 25 years. So I was the only one in class that had a baby and who was married.
Yes.
And so I would invite everybody over to my apartment and we would have Sunday dinners.
Aww.
And so I would cook and I wasn't vegan back then, but we was cooking, and, you know, play games and everything. And the village just continued to grow over the years. And of course, when I had my son, it's like everybody showed up. Right. And so now as success comes and freedom comes, the circle actually has gotten smaller.
I'd imagine.
Yeah, it gets smaller, but it should. And I had said this recently, sometimes it has to get smaller so we can get bigger. And so with that, I know the people I have now I can truly trust. Right. And then of course, you know, you hire people to with your team, but when it comes to my family though, it's like you got to be family to be in the family.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I do, we be mama and daddy. Mm-hmm. Like, we still going to drop you off at school and pick you up and mm-hmm. do the things. Yeah.
Okay. One of the things I love that you said is that you opened your doors, like, to the people mm-hmm. to come in. And I think a lot of us, we're always waiting for somebody to open the door to us. Mm-hmm. And that's why we, you know, we're like, oh, no one invited me and no one, but we're like, okay, well, you can open the door. So that right. actually spoke to me because I've been in my new state for a little over a year now. And sometimes I'm like, dang, I wish mm-hmm. I had this, or, you know, I missed that family moment, feeling, but yeah. I'm like, I could create that. Right. Like, I could open my yeah. doors and, you know, I don't have to wait to have this big house with all the space, but mm-hmm. I could just use what I have.
That's
so
right.
that's the little tip right there, a little yeah. sidebar. It's just open your door. Don't mm-hmm. wait for everybody to, you know, open their door to you, but you let the people come in. Of course, use discernment, but you
oh
know.
Yeah, okay,
yes.
use discernment.
Everybody's like, yes.
Use it. Yes.
It's
yes.
funny, we were doing a lot more things like back then that probably yeah. were wild style now.
Yes.
Like, we let our, like, I was out in the wild without a cell phone as a child.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, that's kind of crazy.
Riding bikes
now.
All through the woods, yeah. going here, there. Yeah. I would never let my
anything.
Kids do that now.
Taking a whole bus to school at 5
yes.
years old.
Yes.
All by myself.
Oh, yes. It's crazy.
I'm like, I live in a great neighborhood and I wouldn't let my kids play outside by themselves.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I coddle too much. But
yeah.
So I have a question. So, you know, Michelle Obama talked about being married to President Obama. Do we still call him
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Forever president. And how there's time periods, you know, she like, I ain't like him for a whole decade. So, like, how do you get through 25 years of marriage? With all the changes, all the kids, all the things, like,
yeah,
because it's not the same marriage that you had
no,
in year one, year
people.
Five, 10.
Right,
exactly.
Absolutely. I think that it's important to know in marriage, in relationships, you are going to change, mm-hmm. both of you, right? Mm-hmm. And so you got to be open to the change.
Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely those moments. I understood, Michelle, anybody who's been married for a long time mm-hmm. understood what she was saying.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't had, 10 consecutive years.
That's a long time.
Of not liking somebody,
yeah.
right? But I have, we, both of us have mm-hmm. had times where I'm like, man, Lord have mercy, I can't stand
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
But we love,
yeah.
you know, by default, that's why we all have hearts, right?
right? Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to like a season that you're
mm-hmm.
in.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't like me.
Yeah.
Right, that could be a season that I ain't really fooling with me right now.
Right.
I ain't even got the capacity to fool with you.
That makes sense.
Right? So, but I also know that a lot of times it has to do with self-work.
Mm-hmm.
If we ain't going to do the work on ourselves, mm-hmm. we can't hold our partner responsible for our happiness.
Right.
And a lot
right?
of people do.
And a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. So, honesty, being transparent, having uncomfortable conversations. Mm-hmm. Sometimes being quiet,
mm-hmm. yeah.
right? These are the things that help you get through 25 years.
Yeah.
But the growth and understanding the growth and the changes mm-hmm. is the things that truly will get you through it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I'm like, you know, so people either, we either think people divorce too fast or mm-hmm. separate too fast, or we're like, oh no, people are together because they put up with a lot of crap and I wouldn't do that. So it's like,
yeah.
because people are like, I wouldn't want my grandparents' marriage because it wasn't
right.
this. So it's like, how do you, I guess, how do you know what's worth working through?
Well, I think that the first place that we go wrong is comparing our marriages,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, you know, when people say, I don't want my grandparents married. Well, you shouldn't. You shouldn't want your
grandparents. Why are we talking about them?
You shouldn't
right.
want your sister's marriage. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't want your friend's marriage.
Yeah.
You should want your marriage.
Yeah.
And your marriage is going to be different than anybody else's,
mm-hmm.
right? Because what y'all do in your house is y'all business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I am a firm believer in not including a lot of folk in mm-hmm. your covenant, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, this is, there's certain things where you do need to talk to somebody
yeah.
and say, let me run something by you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel?
Mm-hmm.
But how they feel should never outweigh how you feel,
mm-hmm.
right? You shouldn't be so influenced by what somebody else tells you about
yeah.
your own marriage.
Yeah.
And so making the decisions that work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes you can be in a relationship and one of y'all may not want it to work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all might be ready to throw the towel in.
Yep.
But the other person is like, no, I still feel like we can work on this.
Right.
But the moment comes where y'all both in the same, like
mm-hmm.
for a long season of, I don't want to do this no more.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's something like, well, let's talk about
yeah.
it. Neither of us really want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Let's unpack why
right.
and see if we have valid reason for us not to do this
mm-hmm.
anymore.
Yeah.
Right. But if you don't have valid reason, then that means, okay, we still got some work to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's to each his own,
yeah.
you know, in a relationship. I don't think there's one thing, because some people can can handle certain things, and some people can.
Oh, for sure.
Some people would be like, oh, wait, he wore black?
Yeah, I know someone, a reason someone divorced, and it was like, I was like,
y'all could work through that?
Yeah, okay, I think her husband, like, looked at pornography or something, and she felt like that was cheating, and they divorced
bless
over
her
that.
Man.
I was like, wow.
Baby, can I never get married.
I was like, can I have that problem? I was like, I'll switch.
Listen,
Jesus,
but that's our business.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Like you said, you can't compare,
absolutely.
Like, God bless you.
Everybody got their own reasoning.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Even with life, and we're talking about, you know, relationships and stuff like that, but motherhood and marriage, that's a whole thing in itself. Like, you have your life, your lifestyle, all the things, success, passions, all that happening, but marriage and motherhood together, what is that? Like, how do you prioritize your marriage, you know, over your kids? Do you believe that's a thing? Like, what is that like?
So when we first had choice, right, when we were young, we hadn't got married yet. She was a flower girl, okay? So it was all about her for me. You know, I'm a young mom, and I'm trying to figure this out. And it was really a tough time for, you know, my husband, because he was like, dang, I feel like you just forgot all about me, right? And I'm like, I got this baby, you know, I'm breastfeeding on demand, I'm, you know, pumping, I'm also going to work, and I was so focused on being a good mom that he had become, like, kind of second in that moment. But then after getting married and going years and years, they both took priority over me. Right? I was, whatever they needed, I was doing. And when I had my son, we had, you know, we had been together for a long time then. And I realized by then, I knew, oh, marriage is first. My husband comes even before the children. But I had to come before him. But it took me a long time to get that. And so now I know, right? In the last 6 years, I call it my freedom walk. I come first. Right? Then I make sure he good. And then the children, right? That's how I operate. And most times he and I, we're so on the same page when it comes to the kids that it's easy to navigate that way. But, you know, everybody's a little different. But if you truly believe in your marriage, right, you will understand that it has to come first, right? It has to come before your mom and daddy and for your, you know, your children. Because a lot of times parents be so attached to their children, even though they've been married for a long time. They forget that, wait a minute, the husband and wife got to come before y'all now, right? So we got our own home now, you know? So it's definitely him first. Because listen, let me tell you what them kids going to do. They're going to be disrespectful and grow up. Okay, and leave. And they ain't going to look for you to put them first.
Right.
And now you at home trying to figure out, what am I doing?
Right.
Because you didn't take your time to nurture what you had and what you're going to have when they're gone. So, which is yourself and your partner. So,
was there any guilt that came with that? Because
you raised
So how do you fight that?
The guilt, so it's different levels of guilt, right? There was there's the parent guilt that comes, and I think it never goes away. Right? Where you think that you're not doing something right. And then there's the guilt of the marriage guilt of like, oh dang, I guess he was right. I wasn't really paying him no attention. You know, also, as your body changes, you done had a baby. You ain't never the same, honey. I don't even feel like having sex. I don't even want you to look at me.
Talk about being touched out and stuff like that. It's just like...
But they don't get it.
It's personal to them. They think it's personal. Love you.
You look good to me. The cellulite is not...
Listen, they don't see what we see. And we thank God for that.
They like, you look good. But I always said, I have to feel like I look good, too.
And men have to get to their place where they feel like that about themselves. The moment that they start having, like, some insecurity moments, baby, they a mess.
Because
it don't happen as often for men, right? But when they do, then it's sometimes like a wake-up, like, oh, this is what you were feeling, you know? So for me, the guilt came in those waves, right? But when I started my freedom walk, which meant I started taking these layers off of this tab that I had created to navigate the world and to fit in and to be like this perfect person, I started realizing, I was like, oh, wait a minute, I was living for everybody except me. And that meant I had to start putting me first and really getting to know myself. And once I got to know me, the true me, I was like, oh, it's got to start with me every day.
Yeah.
And I can't feel guilty about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to apologize for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I live now.
Almost like being unapologetic about constantly mm-hmm. finding who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. We should not apologize for that. And mm-hmm. we should not feel guilty
about it. So 2017 was your year, because that was 6 years ago. So
right.
it's like,
mm-hmm.
yep. did it happen like right before? Or what was the timing? Like you decided you were going to put you first? And then
right, because I got sick.
Oh.
Right. So mm-hmm. during my sick. I was sick from 2016 to 2017
okay.
for about a year and a half. And I thought I was going to die.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, was, you know, the unraveling of this tab that I mm-hmm. had created for so long. And in my prayer to God, my final wish mm-hmm. and call out, because I really thought God had forgotten about me.
Yeah.
My prayer was, God, if you heal me, you can have me.
Mm.
And that meant I wasn't going to try to live my life my way anymore.
Jesus.
I was going to live it the way he created me.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, that meant I had to really show up and stay up.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to take these layers off. And that meant, okay, now I got to be free.
Mm-hmm.
And so going on a freedom walk is why I call it that,
yeah.
was every day learning to be obedient, every mm-hmm. day learning to put me first, every day no longer trying to conform. I ain't code switching no more. I'm not covering my accent mm-hmm. no more. I ain't going to dress the way you want me to dress. I'm not going to wear my hair the way you want me to wear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be who God has called me to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be this tab, and I'm not going to apologize for it. Doesn't mean I'm not triggered.
Right.
Because
yeah,
when you hit on a healing journey,
yeah.
some things can kind of shift you,
yeah.
right? Or make you say, oh, wait a minute. Do I deserve to be in this space?
That makes sense.
Can I show up like this?
Yeah.
Right? But then you check that.
Yeah.
Right? We check ourselves and then mm-hmm.
I always say
proceed.
I feel things, but I don't let it run me.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
I don't
yeah.
pretend like I don't have those moments.
Right.
So is that what you would say to somebody who is like, that feels like God has forgotten them?
Yeah, I think that, you know, during that time, when you feel that, that's him wanting and desiring you to get closer to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? For me, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Me thinking that he had forgotten about me made me go deeper in my search for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I always say go deeper.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, get a little mm-hmm. bit closer.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. it's funny because I can relate to that. Like mm-hmm. after I went through my big health scare, I think I did take off a layer. And mm-hmm. people do ask, like, mm-hmm. how do you, you know, live in such a... It's just different, Morgan. And I'm like, yeah, because I realized that it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not worth living like this all
yeah,
the time.
Right.
And if he was going to take me out, he would have done it a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's like waiting for me to just be free and walk mm-hmm. in what he called me to be. So I would, you know, just a little sidebar. If you are in a moment where you are right on the edge and you know you're supposed to just walk in freedom. I love that you're calling it that, your
yeah,
freedom walk because
yeah.
I haven't had verbiage for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always like, I don't know. It's just kind of happened about 2 years ago. And God said, but it's truly that. It is walking in freedom, walking mm-hmm. in what God literally called you to be and not... Mm-hmm. not scared, even
yeah.
though it is scary.
Yeah. And even if you're scared, it's all right.
Yeah.
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 Being afraid doesn't mean you're not free.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledging it means you're free.
That's a good
right?
point.
So it's all right to do it.
Dang,
do
say
it
that again. One more time.
But seriously, that's what it means. You can be scared, but still be free.
Yeah. yeah.
Right? Because it's also scary when you're walking yeah. in freedom. For me, when I first started doing videos and, you know, I had did the big chop, I had cut off all my hair.
Mm-hmm.
And in my prayer and being obedient, I was like, I got to stop, like, trying to talk perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got to, you know, I've been trained for years. I worked yep. in corporate America and also in acting. Like,
oh, you had that code switch.
Oh, down.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we didn't know who we were talking
yes.
about on the phone.
Or even with the people I had met here in L.A. because
yeah.
I was
yeah.
trying to be this perfect tab.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why I can't talk to these people the same way I talk to my daddy? The same way I talk to my husband.
Yeah.
Right?
So whenever talk to God.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. When I know a camera is on or somebody, you know, that may be in the industry, mm-hmm. you know, even my friends, I realized one of my best friends, mm-hmm. Her name is Zaynab. We were on the phone one day and we were talking. She's from New York, mm-hmm. right? And so we was talking and my daddy called and I had mm-hmm. to click over. And I was yeah. like, oh, girl, hold on 1 second. So I clicked over and I've talked to my dad for a few minutes.
You came back
and when
with
I came back,
voice.
I was myself.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, hello. And I was like, not even my real friends know my real voice.
Oh.
Because I had been hiding for so long.
Jeez.
Right? Because I was trying to fit in out here in L.A. Mm. And I was told, you know, you country or your mm-hmm. voice sounds ignorant. And I believe that.
And what's wild is what she known for.
Right.
What she known yeah. for.
Right. Yeah.
You are we like know. An ASMR sound yeah, like for your voice.
My eyes can be yeah. closed and I yes. know who yeah. the voice is.
And we all yeah. wait for that voice on Instagram.
Right.
Well, I'm on Instagram every day. Yeah. Like their motivational messages.
Yeah. yeah.
That's not freedom though.
Yeah. What are practical ways? Because we talk about putting ourselves first. We talk about finding ourselves. Mm-hmm. But like, what are the steps that mm-hmm. is finally like, okay, I've decided that this is time for me to do that. Mm-hmm. How do I do it?
I don't think that there's actual steps, mm-hmm. right? Because I think everybody's life is different.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me, starting my day with myself, right? Mm-hmm. Having a little bit of quiet time, mm-hmm. Whether that is, you know, working out in the mornings, mm-hmm. Having your prayers in the mornings, yeah. but it's just your intimate time with you and God. And you just have space for yourself,
yeah.
right? So that you can also tackle the day, whatever may come your yeah. way, right? Another thing is, which is so important, is using the word no.
Mm,
right.
We don't know how to do that sometimes.
Yeah, it's hard. Mm-hmm. And it is work that has to be done.
Yeah.
Right. Because, you know, somebody else's, you know, emergency don't necessarily mean it's yours.
Yep.
And sometimes they think that.
They
and
do.
And so you got to be like, ooh, honey, I am so sorry. I'm not even available.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's okay.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
People, and people actually accept no's.
They do.
Yeah. We accept people's no's.
Right.
It's like, okay, I got it. You got it.
Yeah.
But for some reason, we don't.
We think we're supposed mm-hmm. to save everybody.
Yeah.
But it's a control thing, too,
yeah.
I mm-hmm. think.
But it's also a woman thing.
Yeah. yeah.
Right?
You 100%. Know, it's in us.
We were born with a womb, mm-hmm. which means we were born to carry.
Mm. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we carry everybody else's problems.
But we sure try.
Right?
We try.
Yeah. yeah. This is the womb is for them babies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to carry all the pressures of the world and everybody's problems. Mm-hmm.
So. We're born with a womb. So that means we're born to carry. Yeah. Sheesh. I mean,
that's why we carry a lot. Where we can have so much on us and mm-hmm. people may not even know.
Right? Yeah.
Because we hide it well.
Yes.
Honey, a man, you know when he carrying.
That every
baby,
single
that
time.
That yep. stressed. He be like, you can see.
Every
it
time.
But we can show up and be looking all right.
Yeah.
And they think everything is fine.
It's like yep. a woman right? can have a pregnancy for months.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is next? Like, as you continue to grow, as you continue to really go after your wildest dreams mm-hmm. and parent and, you know, be a wife, what is the thing for you? Do you ever also feel like this is it and I'm good?
Oh, no. Yeah.
What's your wildest dream? What's the dream?
I have a bunch of them. You know, I'm nowhere near this is I'm good and this is it. I
yeah.
think I'll be done when God calls me mm-hmm. home.
There
right?
you go.
But I have, you know, a lot of things I want to do. Of course, I want to do a talk show.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do, you know, documentaries. I want mm-hmm. to, you know, travel the world and mm-hmm. and open our eyes up to different things. Mm-hmm. More film and TV. You know, mm-hmm. I just partnered with Made in Love Media with Stephen Love. So, you know,
yeah.
with my production, Do You mm-hmm. Believe? Making other people's dreams come true.
Yeah.
Right? So I have a lot to do.
How has the talk show not happened yet?
Right.
Well, I've been offered a couple of times, but
okay.
It's got to be
not
my
right.
way.
Okay, because gotcha. I was like, I know it's
yeah.
like, okay,
yeah.
that makes sense.
Yes. And
you know, the timing got to be right,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever God says it's right, I know it will be.
How, okay, so that's a good question, because I think sometimes we get presented with things that we
yeah.
pray for.
Yeah.
And so we want to say yes because we're like, that's what we pray for. Mm-hmm. How do you know when to say no to something you pray for?
When it don't feel right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's that feeling for you?
It's a gut. It's a gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I call the gut is the gift under the tummy. Right?
Oh!
You feel that feeling,
I've
like,
never heard that
yeah.
before.
And you're going to hear it all the time.
Right. Wow.
Yeah,
I love that.
When you feel that and mm-hmm. something don't line up,
mm-hmm.
gonna walk away from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know people ignore it.
Yeah.
Like, I might just be nervous.
Because you convince yourself.
So
you convince
yeah.
yourself
there's
that
no
this
way
is
to
right.
be presented mm-hmm. if it wasn't him. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
we make a lot of things make sense.
Yeah.
That
even though it's not.
We also got to remember the enemy knows our dreams too.
He sure
and so
does.
He can present as well.
He sure does. And
so,
he's good at it too. Mm-hmm. He make it look real good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What's your motivation for inspiring people? Because I think right now you also, which is why people call you auntie and the mom and all that stuff. What inspires you or keeps you going to, even when you don't feel like it, you know what I'm saying? Because the motivator doesn't always want to motivate. The encourager doesn't always want to encourage, but I feel like you have a voice to the person, the dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
It's very specific. What what keeps you doing that?
I feel like it's my assignment, mm-hmm. right? Even when, on days where I don't feel like it, if God gives me something, then I give it, mm-hmm. right? So it's purpose for me. Mm-hmm. And I know what he's told me to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And so I'm obedient in it. And so freedom keeps me motivated. Mm-hmm. Like I have the freedom to deliver a message.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I also, he has blessed me with this thing of, once I give it, I've released it. Mm. And I don't carry it anymore, mm. you know? That's and so good. It doesn't matter what somebody says about it. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing my job as yep. the vessel, right? Yep. And so that keeps me motivated mm-hmm. to know I am, you know, doing my job that he has blessed me to do.
Okay. So what would you mm-hmm. say to a mom? She's married or not married. She has kids. She's working. And she had all these dreams, and she thinks that they're not possible now because mm-hmm. she's just got this full plate, and I'm getting older, and my kids need me. Like, what would you tell her?
I would say if you think that you can't, you can't. Mm-hmm. But if you think that you can, you can.
Jesus.
Drop the excuses.
Yeah. Listen, either way, you're right. If Goodness. You say you can't, you can't.
That's mom.
If you say you can, you can. But either way, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Either way,
so
you're
choose
right.
your right.
Yeah, you
choose
make the decision. Your right. Yeah.
How are you going to lie to yourself today?
Yeah.
We're not playing. I mean, I'm telling you, it's just, I am so grateful that we have been able to have these types of conversations mm-hmm. because it's so easy to have the light and fluffy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to encourage and it sounds so good. Mm-hmm. But it's also very hard when somebody is so deep down
yeah.
and they have convinced themselves that really this is it.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a certain amount of, like, you got to pull yourself up off
yeah.
out of, you know, by your bootstraps. And I think this season is doing that,
mm-hmm.
Especially from people like you that mm-hmm. are saying, no, it's got to be you that wants it. Like, it's got
to
be you that's got
to
tell you that you could do it.
Yeah, you have to stop encouraging people into complacency. Like, sometimes your friends
yeah.
will be like, okay, it makes sense. Like, yeah, your life is hard. It is
yeah.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have those people that say, like,
So?
Yeah.
Like, if you want
you
it, you want it. You'll figure anything you care about, yeah. you'll figure it out.
And I think the most important thing is not to put a time limit on your dreams.
Yeah.
Right? I'm about to be 45, mm-hmm. so.
And look good.
Things just started happening for me, mm-hmm. really, at the 40 mark. You know,
yeah.
my late 30s is when life started to, like, really mm-hmm. open up in a new way for
yeah.
me. And I'm just still getting started.
Mm, yeah.
Right? No matter how much I've accomplished, mm-hmm. every day I'm like, ooh, this is a new day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just getting
yep.
started. So I think you can raise your kids. You can be this great mom.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also do one small thing every day towards your dream.
Yes.
Yep.
Right? Ain't got to be something massive.
Mm-hmm.
You can do one small thing. Because those kids, like I said, they're going to grow up.
Yep.
Yep.
They're going to be gone living their life.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you have? Right? But you still have you in mm-hmm. the process. So
mm-hmm.
you need to make sure you take care and nurture your dreams as well in the, you know, while you're on the journey of being a mom and a wife or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's good. So I'm going to ask you one last question.
Oh, all right, girl.
Okay. So what do you think moms actually need to hear?
Oh, you're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it your way and it's all right.
Yep.
You can do it your way.
Your way.
Your way.
Yeah. That's good, because
mm-hmm.
we exposure. We
mm-hmm.
try to do it everybody else's way.
Yeah, you can do it your way. And the most important thing to remember is you can do it different.
Mm.
You can do it different. You don't
mm-hmm.
have to do it the way that your mama did it, your grandma did it, your friends do it. You can do it different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
probably
good.
The best thing
yeah.
I learned. Like, my sister-in-law had kids before me, and
mm-hmm.
I'd never seen anybody raise kids the way she does. Like, you know, her life and her marriage came first, and
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I can do that? Because my mom sacrificed a lot. Like, she
yeah.
never had any sick days, any personal, because it was all dedicated to me. And I'm like, oh, you just,
yeah.
you out living your life, and you got some help? You can like, have help and not feel ashamed about
mm-hmm.
it? I was like, oh,
yeah,
okay,
got
it.
Absolutely, you can. Honey, that's your village. However
mm-hmm.
you want to create it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's also your business. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for talking with us.
For coming.
Yes.
Like, thank you for your yes.
Yeah.
Like, It means the world to us.
It really does.
Anywhere.
I appreciate y'all.
You're the best.
Y'all are amazing.
Wow. Thank you. You are amazing. It's just, I'm like, yes. Us?
Yes. They're amazing. Y'all, make sure y'all subscribe and things, okay?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Should I end it how I end my video?
Oh yes. Please.
Well, very good. We thank y'all for watching. All right. And until the next time, y'all go about y'all business. Have the most amazing day. But even if you can't have a good one, don't you dare go messing up nobody else's hand. Love y'all. God bless you.
Hey, Mom.
What's up?
Hey, Mom.
What's up? What's up?
Hey, Mom.
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 What's up?